Hello, this is Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of May 1, 2025, by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. Saturday is the Outlaw Invitational. If you haven't paid yet, please see Miriam when you get to the alley. Out-of-town leagues, see me if you're bringing cash and or if you have a change in bowlers. We're looking forward to a fun event. We are having our bake sale, as always. If you can bake or talk someone into baking something for you, please do. Please wrap and price your items. We have volunteers helping with the bake sale table this year, so they need our help to make things run smoothly. We will also have a few raffle items available, including a 12-pound bowl from the Pro Shop. Some may not know, but the North Carolina Reading Service has been reading these notes each week as a podcast. They would like to know if anyone is actually listening. If it isn't being used, they can better utilize their time and broadcast space with other things. So, if you do use the podcast to listen, then please let them know. The phone number is 919-832-5138. Or you can send an email directly to the executive director, May, M-A-Y, at ncreadingservice.org. We've received this message from our friend Manly Mandy Holly in Columbia, South Carolina. Hey, Ginger, you can share the good news with everybody that I am graduating with my bachelor's in psychology with a child advocacy minor on May 8. I am also getting the ASL Interpreting Award at the USC Upstate on May 4. I just wanted to share with everybody. Congratulations, Mandy. 2025. Tournament shirts. The cutoff date to order tournament shirts is May 4. Please visit the link below to order the official 2025 Greater Cleveland National Tournament shirts. This is the only way to purchase shirts. No official tournament shirts will be sold at the tournament. You must order prior to the event. Select a pickup from Peaches to save on shipping. Each color must be ordered separately. You have the option to order various styles of shirts, crew, long sleeve, and V-neck t-shirts, zip-up and pullover hoodies, and polo shirts in 6 different colors, pink, green, blue, black, white, and red. Sizes and prices vary depending on item and color, ranging from small to 5XL. They have a logo on the front left and will have the ABBA league names listed on the back. If you have any questions about the tournament, tentative information is available at our site link below under events, where you can also locate the site to reserve your hotel room using the code ABA. Outlaw clothing items. Pricing is as follows. Short sleeve t-shirts, $20 up to size XL. $21 for 2XL, $23 for 3XL, $24 for 4XL. Add $3 if you want a pocket t-shirt. Long sleeve t-shirts, $23 up to size XL, $23 for 2XL, $26 for 3XL. Zip hoodies, $37 up to size XL, 2XL. Add $3. For a 3XL, add $4. And 4XL, add $5 each. Hooded zip shirts, $53 up to size XL, $55 for 2XL, $60 for 3XL, and $63 for 4XL. I need a dozen items to make an order. So if you want something, please email it to me at outlawtaxi@gmail.com, and I'll add it to the list. I do not know when these items will be back, probably not by the national tournament time, but I can make an order and figure out how to get them to you when they come in. A new ABBA website. ABBA has a new website. The address is www.theabba.org. It is still a work in progress, but it is professionally done, very attractive, and hopefully will be useful to everyone inside and outside of ABBA. As part of the website, ABBA now has a merchandise store. Click on the link at the bottom of the first page of the website for the ABBA swag shop and check out all the different shirts, other clothing items, cups, even stuffed animals, branded with the new ABBA logo. Note, some of the shirts are looser fit and some are more fitted. Measure and order carefully. ABBA has a new company who designed our logo, has the store page set up, and is doing the website for us. A portion of the sale price of items on this website benefits the ABBA. Parks and Rec Specialized Recreation Services is sponsoring an exciting day trip to Wilmington on May 17 from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Meeting and returning for pickup at JC Community Center. Have a refreshing mini vacation with us, seeing the historic sites of Wilmington Riverwalk, a sightseeing cruise, and enjoy lunch and treats at Ann Bonnie's Bar and Grill and Kilwin's Ice Cream. Don't forget to bring extra money to cover the cost of food, treats, and souvenirs. Spots are filling quickly, and we want to include as many people who want to go as possible. Enroll online with the link above or call us if you're interested. Also, there's this. In partnership with ArtSpace, we are offering a free Sun Catchers Creations class on Thursday, May 1, that is from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Hill Street Neighborhood Center, 2307 Hill Street in Raleigh. Artist Jane Cheek will guide participants through making colorful Mylar faux-stained glass piece to bring brilliance to your home. Click on the links above for information. And contact Katie Edwards, Assistant Program Coordinator, Specialized Recreation and Inclusion Services, at 919-996-2147 if you are interested in either of these activities. The 2025 Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association Reunion and Convention. Hello, GMS alumni and friends. This letter serves as your invitation to attend our annual GMS AAI Reunion Convention. Please read below for details about hotel reservations, reunion and membership registration, and some general information that you will find helpful. Throughout the reunion and convention, we will be celebrating the 180th anniversary of education being taught to the blind and visually impaired people. The date is Friday, August 1st, 2025, through Sunday, August 3rd, 2025. Location, Homewood Suites, Crabtree, Raleigh. Address 5400 Homewood Banks Drive, Raleigh, NC 27612. Room rate $129 plus tax, and there is a $75 incidental fee. The room rate includes a free hot breakfast buffet, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., two double beds or one single bed. You can call the hotel directly at 919-785-1131 and request a room in the GMS AAI Annual Convention Room Block. There is a limited number of available rooms in our room block for anyone wishing to arrive on Thursday, July 31st. And please note that the cutoff date for room reservations is Friday, July 31st, 2025. Check-in time is 3 p.m. and check-out time is 11 a.m. There is not an ATM machine and no hotel transportation. The registration fee for annual members to attend a reunion is $60. For lifetime members, $50. And for guests, $90. The registration fee will cover all meals and activities throughout the reunion. The registration fee for Friday only, which includes a light supper and activities, will be $30. For Saturday lunch, $30. For Saturday dance and light food, $30. The deadline to register for the reunion is Friday, July 31st. Anyone who registered past the deadline will have an additional $10 fee. Also, you can register at the hotel on the day of event. However, you will still have to pay the additional late fee. There will be no refunds of registration fees in the event of a cancellation. You may register online via our website. at www.gmsaai.org and follow the PayPal instructions. If you prefer to mail your registration payment, the address is P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, NC 27661. If you would like to bring door prizes, we would very much appreciate them. Throughout the Union, there will be many fun activities to participate in. A few examples include Let's Make a Deal Bingo, Game Extravaganza, Meet and Greet, Share Your Gifts, and much more. Also, there will be a dance Saturday night. Share Your Gifts is a way for anyone who would like to do any kind of performance. For example, poetry reading, singing, dancing, comedy, arts and crafts, and storytelling. If you have any questions about Share Your Gifts, please contact Marjorie Hurd. Her phone number is listed below. If you have any questions about the Game Extravaganza, please contact Pat Coley Duncan. Her phone number is listed below. There's an agenda that will be given to everyone on August the 1st, detailing times and places of the events. So if you have any questions, please contact Susan Patterson, Chairman. Phone 919-798-2222. Email missp2015@gmail.com. Marjorie Hurd, phone 919-665-7206. Email marjorie.hurd3@gmail.com. Janie Garland, phone 984-206-9883. Email purplebear137@hotmail.com. Annie Burris, phone 704-307-7560. Email Ann Burris, that's ANNBURRIS 3000@gmail.com. And Patricia Coley Duncan, phone 984-349-1022. Thank you in advance for your attendance and participation at the GMSAAI reunion. And now, recipes that will bowl you over. In honor of the Kentucky Derby this coming Saturday, here are some selections. Kentucky Bourbon Cake. Here are your ingredients. 3/4 pound, that's 3 sticks of butter. 2 1/4 cups of light brown sugar. 5 1/2 cups of sifted all-purpose flour. 3 1/2 cups of pecans. 2 cups of white sugar. 6 eggs. 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon of nutmeg, and 2 cups of bourbon whiskey. Directions. Cream the butter until soft in a large mixing bowl. Mix in 1/2 of the white and brown sugar. Gradually work the mixture into the butter, keeping it as smooth as possible. In another bowl, beat eggs until thoroughly fluffy. Then put in the remaining sugar until things are smooth. Stir in the butter thoroughly, and then mix flour, salt, and nutmeg together. Add flour combination and whiskey. Starting and ending with the flour, break pecans into pieces and stir into the batter. Pour all this into a well-greased tube pan and bake in a preheated oven at 300 degrees Fahrenheit for 1 to 1 1/2 to 1 3/4 hours, or until the cake shrinks slightly from the pan. Allow the cake to cool 15 minutes. Then turn the cake onto a cake rack and cool completely. The cake improves with age. It should be wrapped in foil and stored in a refrigerator. Next up is the Kentucky Derby Pecan Pie Cheesecake. This sounds good. Graham cracker crust. You'll need 2 cups of graham cracker crumbs, 1/2 cup unsalted butter melted, and 1/4 cup granulated sugar. For the cheesecake layer, 3 packages, 8 ounces each of cream cheese softened, 1 cup of granulated sugar, 3 large eggs, 1/4 cup heavy cream, and 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract. Then we need the pecan pie topping. 1 1/2 cups of pecans chopped, 1/2 cup of unsalted butter, and 1 cup of brown sugar, along with 1 1/4 cup of heavy cream and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Ooh. Now the directions. Preheat your oven to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. Grease a 9-inch springform pan. For the crust, mix graham cracker crumbs, melted butter, and sugar. Press into the bottom of the prepared pan and set it aside. For the cheesecake layer, beat the cream cheese and sugar until smooth. Add the eggs one at a time, mixing well after each addition. Stir in the heavy cream and the vanilla extract. Pour over the crust and smooth the top. Bake for 50 to 60 minutes, or until the center is just set. Let the cheesecake cool at room temperature, then refrigerate for at least 4 hours. For the pecan pie topping, melt butter in a saucepan over medium heat. Stir in brown sugar and heavy cream, cooking until the sugar dissolves and the mixture thickens, about 5 minutes. Remove from heat and stir in vanilla and pecans. Let the pecan mixture cool slightly before pouring over the chilled cheesecake. Spread evenly and refrigerate until set. And the final one is the Kentucky Derby Pie. This take on Kentucky Derby Pie is basically a warm, gooey chocolate chip cookie with walnuts and a buttery, flaky pie crust. How can you say no to that? Ingredients. 1 9-inch pie crust, unbaked. For the filling, 1 cup of butter melted, 1/2 cup granulated sugar, 1/2 cup light brown sugar, 2 eggs, 2 tablespoons Kentucky bourbon, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1/2 cup all-purpose flour, 1 cup semi-sweet chocolate chips, 1/2 cup chopped walnuts. Here are your directions. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Prepare and roll out the pie crust. Place in a buttered 9-inch pie dish and flute the edges. Set aside. In a large mixing bowl, whisk together melted butter and sugars. Add eggs, vanilla, bourbon, and flour, and whisk again until combined. Fold in chocolate chips and walnuts. Pour the filling into the prepared pie crust. Bake it at 350 degrees for about 45 minutes until the edges are set. I have to tell you, that's one I'm going to go for. Here's your bowling schedule as revised. May 2nd, off. May 3rd, Outlaw Invitational. May 9th, Bowl Week 20. May 16th, Bowl Week 21. And May 22 to 25, the ABBA National Tournament in Cleveland, Ohio. You have been listening to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of May 1, 2025. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website at www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope that you have enjoyed it. If you have any comments or questions about the content, please contact Ginger Rush, editor at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. If you have any questions about the recording, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. I'm Dick Hayden. So long until next time.